Nolte, Jimmy Kimmel suspended for planning to fan flames of MAGA even more. By John Nolte on September 19, 2025. According to the far-left Hollywood Reporter, the only person who got Jimmy Kimmel suspended was Jimmy Kimmel. The same man who celebrated President Donald Trump getting blacklisted and then celebrated Tucker Carlson getting fired at Fox News got himself suspended by his fellow leftists at Disney ABC. On Monday, Kimmel violated FCC guidelines that call for serving the public interest by serving the public a steaming pile of disinformation. We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it, he said. By the time Kimmel did his monologue, it was already perfectly clear that Charlie Kirk's accused assassin was a leftist in a sick relationship with a furry transsexual. Knowing this, Kimmel still told the tens of people who still watch his show that the alleged assassin is MAGA. But it's not September 9th anymore, and even though ABC/Disney has violated FCC rules for a decade by giving The View and Kimmel 2 hours of network real estate to smear MAGA every single day without rebuttal, the public assassination of Kirk on September 10th changed everything. We're done taking it, so podcaster Benny Johnson and others called on FCC Chairman Brendan Carr to do his job. Turns out he didn't have to. Two of the country's biggest affiliates, Nexstar and Sinclair, had also had enough. Both told Disney they were done airing a late-night show aimed at pleasing only Los Angeles and New York when they own dozens of stations in normal America. So, per THR, Disney asked Kimmel to address the lie he told in a way that would take down the temperature. What he planned to do on Wednesday night instead, the report says, was going to fan the flames with a MAGA fanbase. Someone who works on the show basically confirmed this while claiming to deny it. No, this source said, Jimmy was not planning on making it worse, but he also wasn't kowtowing to MAGA. Oh, okay. By this time, 66 of the roughly 200 affiliate stations had said they would not carry the episode. That's when ABC announced it was suspending the program. The left and the fake media are blaming the FCC when the Trump administration has allowed ABC/Disney to brazenly violate the public interest clause in the broadcast agreement for 5 years. 4 years in Trump's first term and nearly a year into Trump's second term. For 2 unanswered hours a day ABC slags Trump and his supporters. Arrogant Jimmy Kimmel got himself suspended for one reason. He refused to do the decent and honorable thing. The affiliates, thankfully, have done the decent and honorable thing. And until Jimmy Kimmel agrees to retract his lie and tell the truth, I hope they stand by their decision. I don't care if Kimmel apologizes. But an on-air retraction and correction serve the public interest. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.